Blog Talk Radio.
Our community have become toxic waste, and those in high places are planning to remove the toxic waste. And while we flitter and live this frivolous, foolish life, seeking pleasure from our bodies and pleasure from the bodies of others, and seeking to be famous and wealthy in this world, to be used by the power to make our people think that if you go to school and work hard, you too can be successful. That's a lie. I don't give a damn how many of you go to school and work hard. They select a few out of the mass to deceive the rest that this house is not your house. And you are going to have to think about a house of your own, because white America, listen to me good, man, cannot support you any longer. White America cannot give jobs to her millions of unemployed, much less ours. Did you hear me? Elijah Muhammad told us in the 60s we should pool our resources and get farmland, because there is no freedom without land. You remember those teachings? He said that the time of separation had come, and that we are going to have to think about building a nation of our own. You, in the 60s, you were ready to say, it's nation time. You don't say that no more. Because you have been deceived into thinking that inclusion into this is your salvation. This that you want to be included in has no future. None.
Greetings and assalamu alaikum. Welcome to tonight's edition of the Time to Leave Blog Talk Radio Show. Tonight we have a special follow-up show. As most of our listeners know, and in case you don't, this past weekend was a very special weekend where we had a dual celebration. And the Ministry of Agriculture was hard at work. We were hard at work, number one, to celebrate Founders Day, the day that our Savior, Master Farad Muhammad, came July 4th, 1930, to declare the black man's slavery and bondage to his former slave master is over. We celebrated that on Muhammad's farms. And number two, the Ministry of Agriculture has been working a program, has been operating a program, the Staple Goods Program, for 10 years. Members of the Ministry of Agriculture that were recognized that this is not just an event that we should just overlook as business as usual, dedicated hard work and effort to put together an online celebration that was second to none. So we're going to review that. If you missed the Founders Day, hopefully you didn't miss the online celebration, and that may be available again to be viewed online. We'll find that out tonight. And those of you in the Ministry of Agriculture that were involved in the Founders Day celebration, as well as the 10th anniversary celebration, please press the 1 on your keypad, and we will invite you, and we look forward to you participating in tonight's panel discussion. And I see the board is lighting up. I see Dr. Ridgely. Assalamu alaikum, sir.
Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum salam.
Can you hear me?
Well, yes, sir. Can you hear me?
Yes, sir. And hopefully I don't have to say that much because the people were there and we asked the people to come on and talk about their experiences. My experience was I was so glad to see them, and I was happy for Saturday evening. That was a great event, and it was showing the talent of the people in the Ministry of Agriculture, being able to pull that off the way they did with recorded videos, with live people talking, and with music. It was absolutely fantastic, and that 15-minute video that the sister Vivian and Sister Patricia, her daughter Sister Patricia, put together was the bomb, as Minister Jamil said, the
yes,
bomb.
Sir.
It was just absolutely fantastic. But I'll cease and desist. Do we have anybody else online?
Absolutely. I see Sister Majida. I'm gonna open her mic first. Assalamu alaikum, Sister Majida.
Well, alaikum salam, Brother Carlton, Dr. Ridgely. How are you all doing?
Fine.
Fine, man.
Praise be to Allah.
You about to light it up.
I'm not. Yes, sir. Sure. You know, I'm just going to, that same spirit that we all have, I mean, it's high right now. And I'm like you. Hopefully there'll be enough people that get online and just continue to express, you know, everything that we were blessed to experience there this past weekend. I mean, the spirit is high. The spirit is high. And, you know, looking back, I would say, you know, we don't work on the Ministry of Agriculture to be seen of men and women, you know, for vain purposes. You know, however, it feels so good to see the MOA, specifically with regards to what we did in the Staple Goods Project, acknowledge the way it was in the 10th anniversary event. I mean, it, like we all say, that was awesome. That was a bomb. It was fantastic. You know, like we want to raise the roof a little bit for the Ministry of Agriculture, like we got some serious props. So I just feel really good. I really do. I'm just, you know, we're in the light a little more, so we're going to be picking up on the work a little more, and I'm just so grateful to Allah that we're working hard, and it's showing. It's showing itself.
Yes, and I was just so proud that montage. I know somebody else is coming in, but that montage of pictures from the Staple Goods Project and the farm with the minister in the background and then with the music in the background, it was just so beautiful because I'm looking at each one of those cities and the people involved and how you all have stood with us over this long period of time and how, you know, you all take care of the business in the individual cities and, you know, you can't wait for the next one to get kicked off. And, you know, nobody knows the type of work that people have to do, but people enjoy doing the work and to see them do it. We stuck together. We stuck together for 10 years, and we are growing. We're getting more cities, more people, more customers. It's just great to be a part of something that we don't have to have a quiet,
yes, sir.
A big balloon and show for the beginning and then a quiet retreat. We just stepping it up. We're making some firm steps and got to make some better steps, even more firmer. We were talking about making a distribution, production and distribution system to feed 40 million of our people, at least 1 million a day, according to the teachings of the Honorable Elijah Muhammad. This is just a step in that direction. So with that,
I will
shut up and let somebody else take the mic.
Okay, I have just opened the mic for Sister Andrea. Assalamu alaikum.
Wa alaikum salam, family. How's everyone this evening?
Fine, ma'am.
Fine, ma'am.
Yes, I'm fine also. You know, the first thing I'll say, it felt wonderful to get there, to be with family. And, you know, so many of these are sisters and brothers we met over Zoom. Most of them, we had never met in person, and to just see family, to actually get to meet family that you had never seen, that had worked so hard. These sisters and brothers, I mean, oh my goodness, to put this Zoom webinar together, I just, I'm still overwhelmed. I'm still, it just brings tears to my eyes to see everything that is possible and to know that this is just the first step. You know, we
right.
got, like Dr. Ridgely, Sister Majita, Brother Carlton, you all just saying that there's more work to do. And I'm just so grateful. I'm so grateful,
yes.
so honored to be a part of not only the Nation of Islam and in the Nation of Islam, to be a part of the Ministry of Agriculture. You know, it's just, it's an honor to be able to serve on the capacity that we're doing and to know that we're working toward feeding that 40 million. So that, I'm going to stop there and just say I'm just appreciative. I'm appreciative to each and every one of the brothers and sisters who are a part of everything.
Yes. Well, I want to thank you, Andrea, for the idea and pushing us and pushing me to carry it out all the way through. And like I told y'all, well, you know, y'all, that's y'all idea. You know what I mean?
Nobody
asking me about this, that, and the other members. Why y'all do? And then y'all went and got to the Claudette involved, and then she got the EC involved and the minister involved. And, y'all really did it, man. Come on now. Y'all really did it. Y'all the ones who put us on the map, and Allah blessed us. And so, you know, it was great. I expected it to be great, but it's greater than what I expected.
Yes, sir. And again,
let you all know the board is lit up. The board is lit up. So we're going to open
all right,
up.
Bring them in.
Last
four
digits, 0501. 0501. What's your name and where are you calling from?
I feel like this is Sister Patricia.
Okay. The star.
Indianapolis all praise be to Allah. I just want to thank everyone for, I guess my mother for volunteering me. to help, but it was a beautiful experience, and I learned so much, and it was truly incredible to meet my family, my family, as Dr. Ridgely would say. So I'm still a little overwhelmed, and I'm just humbled from the entire experience and grateful to Allah that he allowed me to be a part of it. So it truly was a great experience, and inshallah there is a long road of work ahead that I'm excited to embark down.
And while we're on this long work that you're excited to get involved with, Brother Carlton mentioned that there's going to be a way for people to get involved and see what they missed. And how y'all working on trying to make this stuff available for people?
So, inshallah, you know, I probably should let either Sister Andrea or Sister Sherry tackle that question because they might have more official information on that. But inshallah, soon we'll be able to have that out. But we haven't quite decided the avenue to approach it with. So
okay.
I toss that question to one of them. Maybe they can give a more solid answer.
Okay. Well, it's Sister Andrea, Sister Sherry.
Okay. We'll go to the next. Inshallah. We're gonna open the next mic. Last four digits, 8450. Who's this? 8450. Your mic is open.
This is Vivian. And all I can say is, number one, I am truly grateful to Allah that he allowed me to be a part of this entire experience. I just have goosebumps just thinking about the Founders Day event, traveling to the various footsteps that the messenger traveled in, and I'm grateful to Dr. Ridgely and for doing that. It's just such a big deal, and for taking the time to find that information. I'm also grateful to Brother Carlton and Sister Majita. I've read the book cover to cover.
Praise be to Allah.
And embarking on this transition. And I'm just really, I left grateful, but I also left with a sense of Okay, we got a lot of work to do. But all praise to you for Allah, the event, Sister Andrea, for you thinking this up, Sister Sherry, for supporting and really moving out, and everybody, every single person that was involved. I'm just truly grateful to have been there and to have been a part of the entire experience. It was wonderful. I'm so grateful that we were able to highlight the work that is being done on Muhammad's farm, and the importance of the work of farming. And a shout out to all the staple goods coordinators for helping to support the staple goods project.
Thank you. Senator Abisky. Who's next?
Yeah, it's beautiful.
We got another one.
Beautiful.
Last four digits, 9525. What's your name and where are you calling from?
Assalamu alaikum. It's Brother Ryan X out of Nashville, Tennessee. Muhammad Lodge number 60.
Yes, sir.
Yes, sir. Oh, my God. The whole experience was beautiful, just to reiterate what the other believers were saying. This was my first Founders Day on the farm. It's actually my second time on the farm. And it was just beautiful being surrounded by other believers who were very knowledgeable about agriculture, and to be able to talk with them and getting out there to be hands-on and pick the watermelons. The farm tour that Dr. Ridgely gave us, it made me more appreciative of what the Ministry of Agriculture does and what Dr. Ridgely and his wife does, Sister Ann, does on the farm. And I was just grateful to be a part of that, and I learned so much, and it made me want to go back and help more often, because they
yes,
deserve
sir.
The help. Got to get out there and help, because, you know, this is our nation's farmland, and I believe every believer should have that experience, just to see what goes on the farm and how important the farm life is. And also the tour, the messenger's footsteps. Like the sister was saying, like Dr. Ridgely putting together the history and information with the tour, learned so much through that, and I was super excited and just grateful to just be there in that moment to experience that. Because we drove all around Georgia and got to see different sites where the Most Honorable Elijah Muhammad's grandfather preached at his church, his father's church, the grave sites of his family members. And where the messenger worked at, that right there was just, it was amazing. We drove around Georgia, and I think we ended up like 3 hours away from the farm, and it doesn't even seem like we ended up that far away, but just stopping at different places and just experiencing that, it was amazing. And I truly believe every believer should be, to try to make it to at least a Founders Day experience. Every believer.
Yes, sir.
Nation of Islam, and those who aren't even in the Nation of Islam should experience it as well. It's beautiful. And I got a chance to ride with my big brother, Brother Barry, out of New York, and he dropped so much knowledge on me. I'm just forever thankful to Allah for the experience. And to all the believers, enjoy seeing all the believers there. The spirits were high. It was heaven on earth in those moments. So. Praise be to Allah. I'm just thankful for everything. Thank you, Dr. Ridgely, Sister Ann, Brother Carlson and his wife, Sister Andrea, everyone. Thank y'all for everything.
Well, thank you for coming. And, you know, I already talked to you earlier today. I'm going to put you up behind to
Yes, sir. Praise be to Allah. Yes, sir.
Yes, sir. Praise be to Allah. Thank you so much, brother. And it's good to see the younger brothers and sisters come out. And, you know, to get your head away from that hustle and bustle, knocking down, you know, the lifestyle. You have to live every day just to survive. You know, you're thankful to get back in your house without getting shot, you know, stuff like that. And to come out here and have this communion with nature and with
yes,
believers.
Sir.
We can make a Wakanda here. We can make our own world. We just got to get it together, and let's figure this thing out. Sit down and plan, step by step, let's make it happen. So thank you so much. Praise be to Allah.
And that's what I think about Dr. Ridgely when I hear the brethren, just, you know, the environment. It's like this is community. This is how we move mm-hmm. around mm-hmm. in community. And it's beautiful. It is, you know. I'm just looking forward to more of us having that spirit and coming down.
Yep, it's time to move on down. I thought we were moving on mm-hmm. up to that deluxe department in the sky. Oh, hell with that. Come on down to ground. Come on down to ground.
Right. You ain't being no apartment building this day and time if you can help it.
You don't want to be like that there in Miami. No. You don't want to be coming down that hard. So let's walk down and come on down. Don't be falling down the way they did in Miami. Come on, y'all. Come on down. Let's make it happen. Yeah. Thank you so much.
Oh, yes, sir. Go ahead.
Yeah, I have to bear witness too that it's something about being able to build around people with the same mindset and the same disposition that you have. You know, we're all Muslims. However, it's something about, my wife and I talk about that, it's something about people who are in agriculture. It's like a high spirit of sharing, a high spirit of wanting to help, and a high spirit of wanting to build something. And it's that energy is like super high when we come together. And it sticks with you. So I can't say enough about that experience. Go ahead, Vegeta.
No, I was just going to say, when we were talking about community, I noticed when we were at the Holy Cobb?
Yes.
The village, that monument there for the village where the school was, it was something because it was a brother and sister in the community. They were out there, and the sister looked like she was getting ready to barbecue. And, you know, we had all these cars, and the brother was like, what's all these cars? What's all that about? And the sister just calmly said, oh, they're come to look at the monument right there. They do that every year. And it just made me feel good that the community, you knows something about us, you know, in what we do and what we're going to recognize. So I just, that stood out to me. She said, oh, they do that. They do that every year.
Praise be to Allah. That's what I'm talking about. Let them know we love our Elijah.
That's right.
Yep.
That's right.
We love our Elijah. That's right. Anybody else want to call?
No new people, but everybody's mic is open. If anyone who has spoken previously want to make any more comments, your mics are open.
Yes, sir. Assalamu alaikum.
Islam.
Wa alaikum salam.
Also, I don't know how I forgot about this, but the food. Oh my God, Brother Carlson's wife with the bean pies, the blueberry cheese pie, the strawberry cheese pie. Oh my God, I'm a fiend for those. That and after we got done helping on the farm, praise be to Allah. So thank you for that. Sister Ann and the other MGT thank them for the food they provided after working on the farm. Oh my, I always look forward to that. The bean soup, I need the recipe for that because I was sad when I ate it all and went back to my hotel and didn't have any more. So that and the fish place and all that, it was marvelous. And I just had my first taste of Muhammad Farms watermelon yesterday, first time ever, and it was the best watermelon ever. Tasted
wow,
so fresh,
yes,
and organic and pesticide free. Praise be to Allah.
For the ones who got a chance to this year, because this is our worst year yet in terms of productivity because of deer and the wild hogs tore us up. But we're going to, inshallah, we're going to get this money for this fence. I had somebody else to come out and give me a quote. So I got two more quotes. Hopefully they'll be less than the first one. So hopefully I have two more quotes in the near future as we raise this money. But we're going to put up that fence because this is ridiculous.
Sir.
You know, it's war out here. The deer know that that's what I want, and that's what they're going after. You know, they figure they're going to rub me out of here. This is war out here. So we got to put that fence up, and I want to let it so they can just look and say, well, we did have it good at one time. But it's all
I know my daughter. My daughter, she took a bite. She said, "Oh, I see why the deer are eating up the watermelon."
Yep, everybody know. Everybody know. They gonna get their cousins and everybody. Everybody know. Everybody know. So we just have to lock the gate. We got to put up that fence, lock the gate, because it ain't gonna get no better. It's only gonna get worse. So, but you know, live and learn. I mean, like I made the statement. What I got down here, they weren't down here. The place is desolate.
Mm-hmm.
You know what I'm saying? Desolate.
Mm.
And now we done made almost made a heaven. They're going to come and eat it all up. So now we're going to start fishing y'all out. All right? Y'all got to find y'all someplace else to go. No, you had it good. You got to go. You got to go, got to go, got to go. You got to go. So we're going to put this fence up and keep fencing wherever we got irrigation at. We will keep fencing as we grow. But it'll pay for itself. I know that we can do 2 to 3 times. I know what, 3 to 4 times this year. 3 to 4 times what we did this year if we have a fence up. So we're just going to have to bite the bullet, make it happen, as they say in the nation. Scrape up them nickels and dimes, and we're going to have to put up this fence.
Yes, sir.
But Sister Ann, you going to have something to say or what? She don't know. She don't have a phone. You ain't got your phone on, girl. You hit the one button. I have to yell at her the way they do that at Braunwood City Hall when they have a city council meeting. They let out the girl. It's council meeting.
We got a couple more callers, Doc.
Okay, bring them on.
Okay, let's see. Wow, we got a lot. Okay, we got a lot of people that's on now. So we're going to have to do. Here we
okay.
go.
Right.
Caller with the last 4 digits, 0883.
Hey, assalamu alaikum. This is Brother Dwayne, 8X, out of Peoria.
Walaikum salam.
Walaikum salam.
Yes, I am just so happy that, you know, we were able to help the Ministry of Agriculture, Mahomet Farm. It's been a blessing. I do send word from Brother William. He said that he submitted the article in this final call that should be coming up next week. And he also wanted everybody to check out his article that he wrote in this week's final call on page 12 on the Tulsa, Oklahoma deal.
Mm.
But, I mean, I had a wonderful time, sir. I enjoyed the whole weekend. You know, it's a blessing. It's always a blessing. And I love that tour that we went on. And, I don't want to get too talky, but maybe I was overthinking. But I was telling Sister Andrea, you know, we went on that tour and we seen how the messenger was dissatisfied to the point where he left the South. And he came up to Detroit, and that's where Almighty God, Allah, and the person of Master Fire Muhammad found him. So I just was saying, you know, it seems, man, that minister said that that dissatisfied, that 100% dissatisfied, but now we dissatisfied up here. And, you know, when we just looking to migrate back to the land that, hey, we worked it, we deserve it, we could take it, and, you know, it's ours, it's for sale. So, you know, I love when those little ideas start coming into your head and your mind just start thinking and you just want to work on it. So praise be to Allah. I mean, I was happy about what we did, sir. And we're going to have to get that in the paper about the fence. So our work ain't stopped. We got to get that in the paper about the fence and
yes,
let
sir.
The whole nation know.
Yes, sir. Well, you know, I'm going to get heavy on y'all for a minute. Y'all ready for me to get heavy? Master Farad Muhammad came to North America to find his uncle. The uncle is a brother of his father. He was looking for one man. How do you find the one man in a 2,000 by 3,000 mile country?
Mm.
How do you find, if you know who live down south, you imagine if Master Farad Muhammad had to go door to door down south, especially in 1930s when we were still spread out all across the land in the south. Do you know how much time it would take him to find the Honorable Elijah Muhammad? But instead, when the crackers burned us out and ran us up to the big city, it was easier for Master Farah Muhammad to sift through to find him. And the way he found him was just to teach, and then he would show up when he heard the teachings. But he had to get him to hear the teachings. But so us going up north to those cities in those ghettos all close together allowed Master Farah Muhammad to find the Honorable Elijah Muhammad. And now he's found him, and now it's time now to come back, for him to come back, not the Honorable Elijah Muhammad, his mind to come back now to take over the South that ran him out. So all of this is a process of the mathematical plan of Master Farah Muhammad, all praises are due to Allah. And so, yes, and then he chose a man who started off on the farm. Then he went to the lumber yard. Then he went to the brick yard. Then he went to the train station. So all the pieces that you need for a nation, what? Food, clothing, shelter, all the pieces. He wasn't a city boy. The only thing he knew was the street life. He wasn't that type of person. So when it was time to do nation building, he could buy land from his office, just tell people what to look for. When they come down to look for the land, he just tell them what to look for, and he can buy it from him up there in his office in Chicago because he already knew. Praise is due to Allah. So everything works for Allah's plan. So now it's time for us to come on home, and the devil is amazing. With COVID-19, Mr. Farrakhan told us when we started this time to leave, he said, you can have your little program time to leave, but Allah is going to take your separation. And somebody got noise in the background. Allah is going to make us leave. And you can see the COVID-19. Yes, take some more callers.
Okay. Call with the last four digits, 5406. What's your name and where are you calling from?
Assalamu alaikum. It's Sister Zatima from Richmond, Virginia. How's everybody doing?
Fine.
Alaikum salam, ma'am.
All praises due to Allah. I miss y'all already. I'm so glad and so happy to report that my daughter, now that sister, graduated from MUI here in Richmond. Several years back, and she's kind of been a little distant since that time. You know, your children, they grow up and they want to experience things. However, I said, baby, please go with me. You know, your dad can't go with me to the farm. She came with me to the farm, and she fell in love all over again. She fell in love with the work. She fell in love with the community. Y'all, speaking of community, the sisterhood just grabbed her up and sopped her up like a biscuit, and she loved that. And she just was very happy the whole time, and I just am grateful, and I just want to say thank you to everyone that treated not only her, both of us, like you had known us all our lives. You had loved us all our lives, and we felt it, and I pray that you felt it from us. And it was just phenomenal. Even the short period of time we had, I say short because we only really had all Saturday. However, it was definitely memorable. And I can't wait to help build that community out there. I was sitting here doing the math, and I was looking at how many people, if we had 1,000 people, it would only be $74 a piece or 100 people at $740 a piece to pay for that fence. So we just have to decide what we want to do. Well, actually, no, that's wrong. Is that right? Somebody check that for me. Is that right? I don't know.
74,000.
I got to check it myself.
Yeah, 74,000.
1,000 people, 74,100, 740.
Okay, right. Okay. Praise be to Allah. I did it up top. Sometimes I get a little jumbled, but all praise is due to Allah. I'm thankful that we spent time together, and I say let's get enough, you know, each one of us go out and get somebody to go in with us and do it and get it done. Like Doc was saying, it's got to be done. And I love the way you respond to the young people, sir. They really, really look up to you. She kept talking about you on the way going back. And yes, so thank you all. That's all I have. Assalamu alaikum.
Walaikum salam. Yeah, I am a mean dude. I am a mean dude. Okay. Anybody else?
Yes, sir. Call him with the last four digits, 5597. What's your name and where are you calling from?
Assalamu alaikum. This is Sister Kim Muhammad. Can you hear me?
Walaikum salam. Yes, ma'am.
Yes.
Okay. I'm from St. Louis, Missouri, and I am so mad at them pigs and the lamb and whatever else got in there to eat them watermelons because I'm waiting on my watermelon. I'm like, okay, so Dr. Ridgely, which one of the funds on the when we give in charity, which one goes to you? Because I have to start sending something for you to this because I be looking forward to my watermelons every time this year. And it sounds like I might not be getting here in St. Louis. So I'm mad at everybody. Yep.
Is it the economic three-year economic? Let me help Sister, not Sister Sherry, but Sister, I can't think of Sister's name. But anyway. It's basically going to work through the Staple Goods Project. In other words, they set up a special 10th anniversary fundraiser. And it's, so basically mm-hmm. go to the Staple Goods Project, 2569 South Point Road, Broadwood, Georgia. Continue to support the three-year economic savings program because that's for continued operations, but for specifically for the fence. We'll go through the Staple Goods Project for the fence. And
Staple
Sister Andrea,
Goods Project.
Yeah, Staple Goods Project. And we're waiting to get...
Yes, Sister Andrea is over St. Louis.
Huh?
Yes, Sister Andrea, she works with us here in St. Louis. I did go on a tour, too, like a few years ago, and it was wonderful. It still edged in my memory because we had such a beautiful time and we took pictures by the word pool, the last name pool. And it was really breathtaking and I still remember. So, but I didn't go this year, but I still, I want my watermelons and I want to stop them pigs and everything else from getting up in there because they are robbing our nation and we don't play that. See, they don't know who they messing with. So, but yes, sir, let me write this down. What did you say I have to put in my fence money too? Because see, it's more than one way to skin a cat. And
that's
I might
right.
not be able to personally hurt them, but I plan on doing some damage. So you said, where do you send
Staple
your money
Project.
To for the
people? Staple Goods
Good.
Project.
Oh,
and,
Staple
and
Goods.
Just put Staple, Staple Goods Project.
Uh-huh.
And okay. just put down in the, what it's for, like you write a check, just put down there for the fence. And the address
okay.
is 2569. South Point Road, 2569, South Point.
P-O-I-N-T, okay.
Right, one word, South Point Road, Broadwood,
okay.
B-R-O-N-W-O-O-D, B-R-O-N-W-O-O-D. No, not Brownwood, but Broadwood. There's a whole story behind that.
Okay.
Broadwood, Georgia, 39826, 39826.
Got it.
Yep.
Okay.
Ready? All right. Just
yes,
make sure
sir.
You put down
Thank
there. That is for the fence, so we won't throw it in there with the other product money. That goes for the fence.
Oh, okay, yeah, fence is important, okay? Yeah, because I got to make
important.
Sure them. Yeah, they messing up our watermelons. Nope. They ask for free. Come on, they ain't no name. Free, come on, man. But okay. Yes, sir.
Yeah.
Thank you.
Thank you.
Assalamu alaikum.
Waiting long.
Okay, we got three more callers, Doc.
Go ahead.
Caller with the last four digits, 0432. What's your name? Where are you calling from?
Assalamu alaikum, family. Sister Beatrice.
Yes, ma'am.
Walaikum salam, Sister Beatrice.
Walaikum salam.
Fine.
We had a ball. My grandson enjoyed it. I enjoyed it. We was looking for it. To coming the whole time, and my grandson, 14 years old, Amon, who also farms at home, he's always bombarded with adults that think that he's going in the wrong direction. But he's also bombarded by his peers that love what he does and likes joining him in doing what he does. But the best thing was, on leaving, he said to me, "Grandma, I know what I want to do with the rest of my life." And he realized farming for him. It was confirmed to him. He felt good about it. He's been here working since he came back.
Praise be to
Allah. Wow.
And he loves the experience. Yes.
Praise be to Allah. You know, I am so glad. I know I'm a tough dude on discipline. So I know that sometimes, you know, kind of people not used to that type of discipline, but you got to be disciplined out here. And so, but I'm glad that my sternness did not deter him. And he manned up, and now he's found out what he's going to do as a man. So all praise is due to Allah. Because the farm life, it ain't no easy life. Because it's hard
yes,
if I am on y'all. That's how Mama Nature is on me. So that's the way it goes. It's a war out here. But, you know, you get a chance to prove see whether you're a god or not. You know, either you're god or punk. Punks don't last long.
Yes, sir.
Right.
Yes, sir.
So
we enjoyed it. We enjoyed it. It was just, we're still full. We're still full. So here he is right now. Tell him about your experience on the farm.
Young radio. Oh, well, I'm Amon from Amon's Farm, and we work a lot. We grow a lot of vegetables. We just got this big squash or pumpkin, and it was humongous. We're cooking it now, and we got lamb. We got eggs. We got turkeys and chickens. But so basically my experience with this, it's all great. me collecting eggs every day, different colors, red, well, not red yet, but blue, green, white, brown.
Wow.
And from my experience on the trip that I just took, it was really amazing. I learned a lot, especially on what I'm really supposed to be doing. And Brother Wesley taught me a lot on just farming. And so, yeah.
Well, thank you.
So you heard it from the horse's mouth.
Thank you so much for coming, my brother, for your hard work and for your enthusiasm. And we just, you know, love to see y'all's happy. We love to see y'all's happy. Praise be to Allah.
Thank you.
And in the future, you come on back and we do more of training and bring some of your friends with you. All right?
Yes, sir.
All right. Praise be.
Okay, we got another caller. Caller with the last four digits, 1110. What's your name and where are you calling from?
I don't know if that's me.
Yeah, it's finally you.
Oh, you got a new phone. That's it, Dan?
Yeah, well, I go in and out. My other phone wants to not charge at times. So I thought about this phone. I always have it, but, you know, I don't use it a lot. So I'll be changing from one phone to the other. But anyway, I just want to say to Sister Andrea and all the team, it was such a pleasure, such a wonderful experience of having something done for you and not having to do everything. You just don't know how that made me feel. I mean, this committee, I mean, they just took charge and just went all the way, all the way. And we didn't have to do anything except get on the call every now and then to answer some questions and so forth. But to have someone to just take charge and do everything, it was wonderful. The program was wonderful. And, you know, I'm still excited about all the things that you've accomplished and that you're doing. We're still writing letters of thank you. And it was just great. And for the young man who decided that farming was for him, I mean, that's just mind-blowing that he made that decision. Sounds like he's already doing it, but to have made that decision, it is awesome.
Mm-hmm.
And I just want to thank Sister Andrea and her team for all of the hard work that you all did. Thank you, thank you, thank you.
Hey, Vitula, that's right.
Not only a lot of hard work, but y'all did it right. You know, sometimes you can do hard work.
Yeah.
Yes.
You did hard work and you did it right. Came out right.
Yes.
Oh, praise you to Allah. That's the best part. It came out right.
Wow.
Okay, we got two more callers.
Okay.
Caller with
bring
the last four digits, 3611. What's your name and where are you calling from?
Assalamu alaikum, family. This is Sister Charnetta. This is Sister Charnetta out of Philadelphia, Pennsylvania, by way of Willingboro, New Jersey study group. I just am over the moon. I had no idea just getting on one of those staple goods coordinators call for on behalf of my husband, Brother Art, one day, and he told me to take some copious notes and make sure you relay everything that was said so that I could, so that he could go on to work. And when Dr. Ridgely said this is the 10th year that staple goods, we're like, oh my goodness, this is a milestone. This is just amazing for us to, something has to be done. They didn't have the 2020 due to COVID, didn't have the footsteps to the messenger or to be able to come to the farm last year, and I had no idea what I was getting involved, but Allah is the best of planners. I just want to thank all of the staple goods coordinators, all of the committee, the subcommittee, Sister Andrea, Sister Terry, Sister Sherry, Sister Patricia, Sister Vivian. I don't want to keep naming names because I'm going to forget, but I just thank y'all so much. I'm so glad that Allah put us together because now it's that olive branch has been extended. And now we can take it further. And thank you, Dr. Ridgely, Sister Ann, Sister Majida, Brother Carlton. Just thank y'all for passing the torch and just open, keeping this open for us to see what you're doing. And every believer, someone else on the call prior to me said that every believer needs to come down and see this. And I think it should be mandatory. Once you finish orientation and write your letter, it should be mandatory to come down to the farm.
That's right.
Seriously.
Yes,
ma'am. It really
it's
should.
It's a duty.
Yes. Yes.
Well,
so I'm just thankful, and we got
to
keep this high energy.
Write a letter to the executive council stating that. Ain't no mystery, God. Y'all learn how to write letters. Y'all learn how to write letters.
This is how I guess the last time. Yes, sir.
Right,
no mystery,
God. That's right. You go ahead, write them letters, and tell them. Look, you see, look. When they finish orientation, they get their X. They got to come down here to know what's next, because we're talking about Nation Tech.
Yes.
I agree.
We got to stay out of the double supermarket.
That's right. That's right. And we got to see what it's all about. I know every time people come down here, it does change their whole experience of thinking. And they begin to think about Nation Time. They begin to think about making a move. They believe and see that we can make this. We can do this. We can do this. You know? So, yeah, I agree with you, sister. So write them letters. Because me doing it, people, you know what they say when I say something like that?
What's that?
That sounds a little self-serving to me. Sounds a little self-serving to me. You just want to come. You want to get everybody down there to help you out. Well, yeah. But, you know, people talk about Will Allen. People talk about Will Allen and all that and what he was doing. You know what he was doing, don't you? He was getting free labor. No, he wasn't getting free labor. You paid him to work for him.
Uh-huh.
You paid Will Allen to work for him so that he didn't even keep up records of how much time was spent to do anything, because he never had to worry about that because he got paid labor. But they paid for labor. But yeah,
wow.
Everybody need to come down here at least once. Praise be to Allah. Thank you. I'll be listening for them letters, or at least the effect of them letters. I will be listening for the effect of them letters.
Yes, sir.
And it was y'all idea. Now, it wasn't me. I didn't put y'all up to this. So y'all
idea.
Oh,
no, not at all.
I'm just gonna hold the feet to the fire. That's all. Hold the feet to the fire. Praise be to Allah. Thank you so much.
Praise be to Allah. Thank you.
Well, alaikum salam. Okay, we're going to go to the next caller. Caller with the last four digits, 1502. What's your name and where are you calling from?
Assalamualaikum, family. This is Sister Sherry 2X from Peoria, Illinois, co-chair. Can you hear me?
Hey. Yes, ma'am.
Yes, ma'am.
Yes, Assalamualaikum. Yes, yes, yes. I had to say something. First of all, thank you to everybody that served on a committee, that helped, everything you did. It all worked together. It was a beautiful, beautiful program. I'm so happy we were able to put that on and celebration of the 10-year anniversary and to the honorees, Dr. Rishi, Sister Ann, and their helpers, Brother Carlton, Sister Majita. Also want to say that Sister Andrea and I are recent graduates of the Sister Claudette Marie Muhammad School of Letter Writing and Protocol, expecting our diploma any moment now. And we're still working. She called me yesterday. But anyway, I want to say everything else has been said. I ditto all of that. But I also want to say that I didn't hear said. I got some sleep, so y'all probably can tell I'm a little energetic. But that food on Friday and Saturday night was off the chain. Let me tell you, the cream of whole wheat was off the chain. The fish was off the chain. The squash was off the chain. And Sister Majita from Brownwood Bakery, oh, my God. She
yes,
put her
ma'am.
Foot in that crust. I mean, as big as I am on etiquette, my fingers were all in that crust. Sister Majita, come on. And I need that recipe. I'm so happy we have materials available, Sister Ann's recipe cards, Dr. Ridgely's books, and the footsteps of the messenger. Everything was just great. So it was a pleasure and an honor to serve on that committee. And thanks to everybody. I'm looking forward to the article and the Final Call newspaper. I got me several T-shirts, and people just really, really loved it. And they're really calling for copies of that presentation and everything. So that's being worked on. But it was just really, really great. I met some sisters, some friends, some more of the family, and we're staying in touch. We've been calling already. I miss you all already as well. So thank you. It was very inspiring. And I'll just leave the last 5 minutes to somebody else to wrap up with remarks. But I really, really, really enjoyed it. So thank you. And hopefully it's not the last time.
Well, ain't no mystery, God. I mean, the committee ain't got to disperse. I mean, y'all can just figure out a new project. I mean, you know.
Oh, no,
y'all
we're shutting down. We got to shut down. We have a wrap-up meeting next Thursday night. We wrapping it up. Yeah, we shutting it down.
Now, let's go. Let's keep it going.
Let's keep it going.
Let's keep that going.
We got a shutdown meeting next Thursday. But anyway, I'll send out the invitation.
Let's get another project going. That's all. Just get another project going. It ain't stopping now. You know, it's not put on a burden that you cannot bear. So let's bear some more burden. But thank y'all so much. whatever y'all decide to do is fine with me. All praise to Allah. But y'all did a great job, so thank y'all so much.
Absolutely, yes, absolutely.
Mm-hmm. Anybody else want to call?
Believe it or not, the board has been cleared.
Oh, really?
What time? Down to the last 4 minutes.
The last 4 minutes. Anybody got anything burning to say?
As-salamu
alaykum.
This is Sister Andrea. We're shutting this committee down, but it doesn't mean that the work's going to stop.
Oh, okay.
We can always, this committee can take on another form and another co-chair, another chair, and we're willing to work.
Well, whatever. But, you know, the way you shut down is to mess up. See, y'all did so good, can't shut down. So y'all did so good. I mean, we got to take this winning team on to another field. You know what I'm talking about? South itself. I mean, you know, get something going. You don't shut it down. Keep it moving. So you know, I'll let y'all get a little rest. I mean, you know, everybody needs a little rest. You know, but then you'll get bored. You'll get bored. So you all will come back together again and make something else. You'll get bored. I know it's tough. You go through all this, you wore out, and you know what I mean, and everything. But, you know, you want to get a break. So I give you about 2 weeks and 3 days. I give you 2 weeks and 3 day break. And that's good enough for y'all to take up the next project.
Oh, crazy. So yes, sir. Yes, sir.
Crazy. But this is what heaven is all about. Heaven is not a place where you sit and drink and what is it, milk and honey, and don't do no work. Heaven is where you work on something you want to do with people who you love, and it's a work of love of labor, a work of labor, because you enjoy the people you're around. So it's not drudgery. It's just life. So thank y'all so much. May Allah bless you all. As-salamu alaykum.
Walaikum salam, sir.
I met these ghosts out of Moscow. My grandma passed, my brother's gone. Hello. I never had one felt so alone. Hello. I know you're supposed to be my steering wheel. Not just my spare tire. Oh. But Lord, I ask you to be my force and truth. For some strange reason it had to be. He guided me to Tennessee.
Then out of nowhere, you tell me to break out of the country and into more countries. Fast-sized birds into Ripley, where the ghost of childhood haunts me. Walk the roads my forefathers walked, climb the trees my forefathers hung from. Ask those trees for all their wisdom. They tell me my ears are so young. Go back to whence you came, my family tree, my family name. For some strange reason it had to be. He guided me to Tennessee.
Down to Holly Springs. Razadon and Baba, they went down to Peachtree. Headliner, I challenge you to a game of horseshoes. A game of horseshoes!
Now I see the importance of history. Why my people be in the mess that they be. Many journeys to freedom made in vain. By brothers on the corner playing ghetto games. I ask you, Lord, why you enlighten me without the enlightenment of all my folks. He said, cause I set myself on a quest for truth, and he was there to quench my thirst. But I am still thirsty. Lord, allow me to drink some more. He said, what I am searching for are the